This Saturday in Tulsa, President Trump will hold his first political rally in months. There was criticism of the original rally date, tomorrow, Juneteenth, the holiday that celebrates blacks' emancipation from slavery. The president moved the rally to Saturday, but many are still upset, not least because it could lead to a spike in COVID-19 infections. Let's hear two views on this, starting with Reverend Robert Turner, pastor at the Vernon African Methodist Episcopal Church in Tulsa. Pastor, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And what do you think about the president's decision to hold his rally in Tulsa on Saturday?
Well, I really cannot express how disgusted I am and definitely was when he first announced coming here on Juneteenth. I'm happy to hear that he changed the date to Saturday, but still that's during our weekend of celebration. And as the president, I think that he knows, and he's a smart enough politician to know that when he comes to a place, he takes all the oxygen out of the room and all the attention focuses on him. And so now, instead of talking about the celebration of black liberation from slavery, chattel slavery, we're talking about the president's visit. And instead of talking about how we still have inequities and disparities in this country, as it relates to African Americans, we're talking about the president's visit. And I think that this was very disrespectful on his behalf to come during this time of celebration and remembrance and reflection. But also on just a general level, looking at the state of this country and the number of mass protests that we've had in virtually every state of the union, people demanding change. I mean, we don't need more campaign speeches. We definitely don't need a candidate Trump. We need a President Trump, and we need him to lead and take action. And I would hope that he would spend more time being the president now versus trying to be a candidate.
What about the fact that this first rally after months of no rallies is going to be in Tulsa, the site of a terrible massacre of African Americans in 1921? Your church, the Vernon AME, was the only structure to survive the whites' torching of the Greenwood District, which people called Black Wall Street at the time. The fact that he moved it from Juneteenth to the 20th is one thing, but do you think there's something wrong inherently with the president holding a rally at this time in Tulsa?
Absolutely. Tulsa is sacred ground. Tulsa is a crime scene. It has the worst massacre in American history. The first time airplanes were used to drop bombs or terrorize American soil. Not 9/11, not Pearl Harbor, but right here. And we still have yet to file one arrest to the white perpetrators who did it. And they were deputized by the sheriff's department, you know. And the fire department put out not one fire. The National Guard watched people's bodies be transported on the beds of pickup trucks. And for him to come in as though all is right with the world, unless he is bringing the Department of Justice with him or the Attorney General with him to investigate, you know, high crimes and misdemeanors, murders and felons, I think that, you know, he really ought to rethink the reasoning for his visit. Unless he's willing to come here and say he supports reparations for those of us who did not receive one insurance claim paid, I think he really needs to rethink his reasoning for coming.
Are you nervous about any potential violence between the people who are going to be attending the Trump rally and the people who are going to be celebrating Juneteenth?
I don't worry. That's something that preachers try not to do, but I am concerned. I am concerned a lot because his crowd has shown itself to be very aggressive, if not just outright belligerent toward people of differing viewpoints. And he, according recently to his past rallies when he ran for president, he incites violence. He tells people, you know, back in the old days, we had a way of handling folks like that, you know, and then telling one of the crowd members that, you know, if somebody were to knock him in the jaw, I'm paraphrasing, you know, he would take care of the legal fees. I mean, who does that? Who says that in a presidential speech? And so we hope that he keeps his crowd calm. We know that white supremacists, neo-Confederates, neo-Nazis, they love him. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they came to the rally. And we are very much so concerned about that population. We know that's the same population that went to Charlottesville and ran cars through peaceful protesters. And so we are very much so concerned about that, but we don't operate in fear. As a man of faith, I don't move in fear. And I know and I trust and I believe that God will, as he always has, will continue to take care of us.
That is Pastor Robert Turner, who leads the Vernon AME Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pastor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And now let's get another view. Don Burdick is a local energy businessman in Tulsa, also the former chair of the Tulsa County Republican Party. Don Burdick, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, you think this rally should go on. Tell us why.
Yeah, of course. We have the sitting president of the United States who wants to come to the middle of the country, to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and bring his message to all the people. You know, that should be celebrated in America, frankly, even if people disagree. And I think it's fantastic to be here. And to be honest, it's been an interesting reaction, and I think exposed some of the hypocrisy and frankly, I'm just comforted by this, but some hateful speech towards him from the left. And so that's, I guess, to get that exposed for all to see is a good thing.
What do you mean hypocrisy from the left?
Hypocrisy from the left, sure. The concerns that emerged about a gathering of this size, because now it is a rally for the president, as opposed to concerns for other rallies that we've seen across the country in the last few weeks.
You mean because of concerns about spreading COVID-19 at a large gathering of people? Although some public health experts have said that there is a major difference between people being outside and people being inside, and this rally is going to be inside.
Well, there's a component of it that's inside, but there have been, again, I think a number of rallies and the concerns being expressed about the virus have not really been a component of the conversation, but they are now. So it's unfortunate, but again, I think everyone can see that and judge what they will about whether or not it's appropriate now versus what it was a few weeks ago.
What about the concerns that our former guest, Pastor Turner, was bringing up? He said he was disgusted at the idea that in the midst of this movement from coast to coast about racial injustice and police brutality, that the president would go to the site of one of the worst instances of violence by white people against black people in our country's history.
Well, that's honestly, that is probably being spoken by someone who doesn't like President Trump in the base case. Okay, so it's politicizing it. We have on Juneteenth, Al Sharpton is coming to Tulsa. Now, Al Sharpton is not a bastion of political correctness, let's say. I mean, he said some pretty vile things. And you know, I refer to that House Resolution 270 in March of 2000 that condemned his racist and anti-Semitic views that he had ushered. So there's a gentleman who has a very clear history of racial animus, and he's coming to Tulsa to celebrate on Friday at the Juneteenth. So I a political opponents are going to say what they're going to say, but I don't think it's appropriate and I don't think it's accurate.
Well, do you think that President Trump has a very clear history of racial animus?
Not at all. In fact, you know, I think part of the reason, look, I'm a Republican. I've seen every Republican since the 1960s be accused of being a racist. They did it to Ronald Reagan, George Bush, et cetera, et cetera. And it didn't stick to Donald Trump for a really simple reason. His television show that people had watched before he entered politics, and he had a simple message with The Apprentice. It was, I don't care if you're gay or straight, black or white, male or female, if you are the best, you are promoted and rewarded. And if you don't do your job, his famous line was, you're fired. So that message to the American people was clear. This is a man who really didn't see color, didn't see sex, didn't see any of the things that prohibited someone from being their best. And when they tried to level this charge against him that, once again, he's a Republican and a racist, it didn't stick because it's not true.
I'm sure that our listeners are screaming at the radio saying, well, why don't you ask him, what about when President Trump said with the looting starts, the shooting starts? Or why don't you ask him about the time that President Trump said that President Obama wasn't born in the United States and all that? I'm not going to do that right now because we just don't have time. But what I will ask you is, do you think it's possible that just because of your different life experience from our former guest, the pastor, that maybe you don't understand what this means to him, and that to African Americans in Tulsa, this might mean a lot more than you think it does.
You know, if we go down the path that unless you've completely walked in another person's shoes, you can't understand them, then we'll never be able to understand each other on anything because we each have had an individual path. I think that's destructive. I think if we can work together, we can make our country greater. But if we're going to simply throw stones at each other or just fight on political battles, we'll never make our country better. We've got to do better than that.
That is Don Burdick, who is a local energy businessman in Tulsa and former chairman of the Republican Party there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Jeremy.
And your thoughts on this weekend's Trump rally in Oklahoma are welcome at hereandnow.org.